In the previous video on biblical standards for businesses, as it relates to business law, we dove into the topic of peacemaking. And so in this video, I want to make it clear that when we talk about peacemaking in business, we're not talking about being a better doormat for people or just letting people take advantage of us in business because we're Christians and they just assume that, oh, Christians are supposed to forgive. And so therefore I can just kind of take advantage of people. That's not what we're talking about. We're not talking about being a better doormat. We're talking about being a better steward of the assets that God has entrusted to you, of the people that God has entrusted to you. And so in this video, we're going to talk to you about guarding your assets. And the first way that you can do that is to do business with the right people. I would call them covenant people, people that understand that there is a we're going to agree to a standard, a high standard of how we're going to treat each other, and that we're not going to, and that when we do that, there's going to be consequences. There's going to be accountability. And we're going to make sure that whenever you go to partner with somebody or do business with somebody, that you do what you can do to make sure that this is a person of integrity, first of all, and that the person has the skills. And in the biblical sense, again, of that they're gonna follow through. They're gonna have that diligence, like Solomon talked about when he talked about, do you see a man skilled in his work? He will not stand before obscure men. And then the sense in which it was talked about of David, how he led the children of Israel according to the skillfulness of his hands, which is more of the discernment, more of that that prudence. So these are the types of people that we want to do business with as Christians. And so if you find yourself constantly getting in these situations where you just feel like suing somebody, or you just feel like having to, I mean, you might just need to raise your standard of who you're doing business with and not just settle for what looks like it can be a get-rich-quick scheme or just kind of surrender to a smooth talker that just kind of convinced you against your better judgment or against what you really sense the Holy Spirit leading you to do in terms of that business relationship. 2 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 14 says, "Do not be bound together with unbelievers. For what partnership have righteousness and lawlessness? Or what fellowship has light with darkness?" And so I talked in a previous video about a web developer that just didn't have the integrity, didn't have the skills, yet he professed to be a Christian, which was a very interesting conundrum. And you know, what I deduced was based on the lack of fruit in this guy's life, not just because he took advantage of me, although you really start to see what's really at the root of somebody in those kinds of situations, that the person was not of the faith. And that's why Paul cautions us, and the Bible cautions us against yoking ourselves. You know, you probably heard the phrase, do not be unequally yoked. So that's in any type of covenant situation, whether it be with in a marriage or in the people that you're doing business with. And so we're not just talking about hiring Christians, for example, or only doing business with Christians, because you'll probably find, as I have, that some people who don't even profess Christ as their Savior and their Lord, they have higher integrity than some of the Christians that I've interacted with. And so we can't necessarily just use that as a barometer, but we really need to look at the fruit on the tree and make sure that we're not binding ourselves together with people that don't have integrity. But then when it comes to those relationships, like, for example, who you're going to select as a co-founder of your company, that really needs to be somebody that shares your worldview. Because you're going to go through the ups and downs together. I mean, you're really, that is a covenant relationship. In a lot of cases, you spend more time with that co-founder than you will your own spouse, just given the length of a typical work day. And so I have an interview that I'm going to share with you from Henry Kaestner. I would encourage you, he's the CEO of a Christian venture capital firm that invests in high growth, high potential startups. And I would encourage you to go and listen to that, where he talks about some of these issues of why it's important that if you're going to co-found a company, that you do that. And those early employees make sure that they share your Christian worldview. And because as Paul says, for what partnership have righteousness and lawlessness, or what fellowship has light with darkness? And I actually asked him the question about, well, how about with investors? What would be the right approach for a Christian to take in view of this verse as it relates to investors? Should you not take money from investors that are not Christians? And Henry says that no, that's fine to take money to receive investment into your company from investors that are not Christians, that are not of the same faith. But of course, you want to make sure that they do have integrity, that they are going to do what they say they're going to do. But he says just how it's much more important that the co-founder, the people that you're actually working with, because the investor, I mean, you know, you're not going to be spending as much time, and your destiny in terms of your business is not as inseparably linked to that investor, is some of the rationale that he shares in the interview. So I would encourage you to go and check that out, and really ask the Lord where he would have you stand on that particular issue. And another way that we can make sure that we're protecting our assets when it comes to and being faithful stewards of our resources and not letting people just take advantage of us, is to seek wise counsel. First of all, ask for the Holy Spirit's discernment. And as you dive into these scriptures that we've been talking about during this course, dive in deeper and really make sure that you have a holistic view of the entire Bible, so that you can understand how these scriptures fit into the overall biblical story, the overall biblical narrative, and ask for the Holy Spirit's discernment about these specific situations that you're encountering. And the Holy Spirit often will speak through Christian advisors. So as we've talked about in previous videos, make sure that you are seeking wise counsel from Christian advisors. There's many advisors out there. They don't often have a biblical worldview, it's not so much that they're giving you bad advice. They're just not giving you advice that is helping you to understand how relevant God is to this business decision. And another technique is to wait an extra 24 hours or so before making a decision. So once you've got your mind made up, maybe wait another 24 hours. Potentially that could be the right path for you, depending on the weight of the decision that has to be made. And certainly there are deadlines when things have to get done. And get detail-oriented people to help with your due diligence on the front end. So if you're considering a business deal, or you're considering partnering with somebody in a certain way, make sure that if you're just sort of the get it done type of person, and you know, you're kind of the ready, fire, aim type person, you know, you're wearing a shirt that says safety third, you know, you just kind of think about the second, third order events, you know, they're just not even really entering into the equation on the front end. You need those detail oriented people in your corner to help you make sure that you're getting all of the information in order to make that decision. But protect the things that God has entrusted to you without being insecure about it. Matthew chapter 7 verse 6, Jesus says, "Do not give what is holy to dogs, and do not throw your pearls before swine, or they will trample them under their feet and turn and tear you to pieces. And so certainly Jesus is admonishing us, exhorting us to make sure that we are not just the things that God has entrusted to us, the stewardship, that those are, that's a holy matter. We're not just talking about, the things like responsibilities in your church or something like that. I mean, the responsibilities in your business are just as God-given as anything that your pastor would ask you to do. And so those are things that God has given to you. So you have to consider those things as holy and not give what is holy to dogs. You know, do not throw your pearls before swine, which is to say, don't be cavalier, don't be lazy when it comes to protecting and guarding what God has given to you. One of the things that comes to mind as it relates to that is to select the right legal status, because sometimes people, without getting enough advice when it comes to what is the right legal status for my company, they leave themselves vulnerable to all kinds of liability that could potentially put their family in jeopardy and their house in jeopardy. All of those kinds of things. Still, we have a mandate here in Matthew chapter 7, verse 6, to not just be lazy, to be good stewards, to not just and to not allow people in the world that lack integrity. I mean, that's the sad thing about the world that we live in, is that not everybody is going to live up to the same covenantal standards that you and I are committed to living up to. And so we have to make sure that we are, I mean, the dogs, that really, in the way Jesus uses that, is basically somebody that's outside of the faith. I mean, the dog in your culture, as in mine, is probably a very, you know, really denigrate, really saying that somebody that's not of your worldview. And so you need to make sure that you're mindful of this fact that not everybody has those same standards. And another way that you can protect your assets, protect what God has entrusted to you, is to over-communicate your policies and consistently improve your contracts and policies. When people, they balk, they get upset about certain things and say, oh, I didn't know this was going to happen. Well, you know, there it is in the contract. Oh, wait a second, it's not in the contract. So you need to make sure that things are the way that you're going to operate, and the standard and the covenant that you're entering into with your client, with your employee, with your contractor, that all of that is clearly communicated. So somebody can't come back later and say, oh, well, I didn't know we were, I never agreed to that. Well, you signed right here. And that's another thing. It's not always enough to just say, oh, well, you signed right here. That's not always informed consent. You need to make sure, because there can, sometimes contracts can get so long that, that people don't always read them. They don't always know they don't know them the way that you know them. And be consistent with those policies as well. In the next video, we're going to get into risk management. Actually, it's the next unit, and I'll see you there.